It's been almost a year since 59% of Nashville voters approved a ballot measure to create a civilian police oversight board. The 11-member community oversight board was seated in January and has already launched multiple investigations into complaints of police misconduct. But the board has faced its share of obstacles. WPLN's Samantha Max is here to tell us what challenges the board has faced and what's at stake. Hey, Sam.
Hey, Rachel.
So the charter amendment to create the Community Oversight Board passed last fall, but the vote was a long time coming. What got us to this point?
Calls for citizen oversight of Nashville police actually date back to at least 1973, when a Metro officer shot and killed a 19-year-old black man in North Nashville. Momentum started building again with the Black Lives Matter movement, which put a national spotlight on police-involved killings. Then, two young black men were killed by police here in Nashville. Jacques Clemens in February of 2017 and Daniel Hambrick in July of 2018. Hambrick's death really put things in motion. Local activists had been petitioning for months to put the issue on the ballot. They got thousands of signatures in the week after Hambrick's death, just in time for the July 31st deadline. Even after the Nashville Fraternal Order of Police spent $500,000 fighting the ballot measure, the amendment passed with broad support. Residents were finally ready to see some changes in the department.
That was a year ago. Now, after a rigorous interviewing process, we've got 11 board members with really diverse backgrounds, lawyers, activists, former officers, and the board is now also supported by its own Metro department. What have the past few months been like for them?
Busy. They've launched 11 investigations into allegations of police misconduct, 8 of which are still ongoing. And the group has really lofty goals. Board members and staff definitely plan to look into people's complaints, but they also want to review department policies and make recommendations when they think there's room for improvement. For instance, Executive Director William Whedon told me his staff hopes to delve into the department's use of force policy. Police have argued that the officer who shot Daniel Hambrick followed his academy training when he pulled the trigger. So examining that policy could really illuminate why officers shoot and whether the policy should be changed to avoid similar incidents in the future. Whedon says the group also hopes to make community engagement a top priority. He's mentioned that he wants to spend every Friday in different neighborhoods around town to, you know, keep residents involved in the oversight process.
Not everyone has been supportive of the oversight board. The group has faced some pretty major pushback from the police department, especially Chief Steve Anderson. Would you say relations between the COB and Metro Police are off to a rocky start?
From what I've seen, yes. The meetings so far between Director Whedon and Chief Anderson have all been behind closed doors, so I don't know exactly what the vibe in the room has been like. But at a board meeting last month, Whedon said their first few meetings were pretty tense, and that tension has really gotten in the way of the board's progress. The department initially denied multiple public records requests from oversight staff. They said it would take 150 years and millions of pieces of paper to complete. But then a staff member said that he'd filed nearly identical requests as a private citizen, and he got all the information at little or no cost. And then, days later, the department turned over all the files on a CD. For free. Basically, it's been a lot of he said, and shifting of the blame between Whedon and Anderson. And board members have gotten frustrated. They want Whedon to be tougher on anyone trying to hold the board back from its mission. Here's Board Chair Ashley Davis at a meeting last week.
When you're doing good work, you're likely to get somebody unhappy with you, and at least my grandmama said it's always to have at least two people mad at you so you can keep working hard. I'm okay with that. I welcome it.
So what's the next step for the board?
Well, the board just approved their proposed Memorandum of Understanding with the police department. It's a lengthy document they've been drafting for months, and it basically lays the ground rules for how the two parties will work together moving forward. It gets into things like when oversight board and staff members can enter crime scenes, how many days the department has to respond to records requests, and how they'll conduct investigations. It's essentially a contract, but the chief needs to sign off on it, and it's unclear what the negotiation process will look like or what pieces of the board's proposal could end up on the chopping block. Ultimately, without cooperation from police, it'll be nearly impossible for the board to succeed.
Thanks, Sam.
Thanks, Rachel.
Samantha Max covers criminal justice for WPLN. You can find more of her reporting on the Community Oversight Board on our website, wpln.org.